Welcome back to another episode of Health, Healing, and Holiness with me, Kristen Owens, and I am here to dive into episode number 2. And I've called this episode Breaking the Chronic Stress Cycle, How to Fuel Long-Term Vitality and Health. Because this is a topic that I believe and which is why I dedicate a lot of my practice and my business around, is a topic that we need to talk about because it is ever increasing. We all have stress, and I'm going to talk to you today about some of these areas in our life that we don't realize actually contribute to stress. And I'm going to share with you as well what is, you know, what you need to look for, what you need to do to help yourself right now, some of the ways stress actually impacts our body. Because let's be honest, majority of people are going to the doctor's office because the underlying reason and cause is stress. So grab your pen, because today is going to be jam-packed with information, and I have something exciting for you at the very end. So make sure you stick with me, and let's get started. Welcome to Health, Healing, and Holiness. I'm your host, Kristen Owens, daughter of the king, mom of three, and 3 decades in the health industry. I've learned not only the importance of building healthy foundations with simplicity, but also making heavenly principles the ultimate foundation for success. Let me guess, you're a goal-getter, ambitious, driven, and your health has suffered, and your relationship with Christ, well, it almost feels non-existent. Let's not talk about skipping meals, drive-thru runs, and caffeine to get you going. No need to worry, sister, I have the solutions for you. It's time to prioritize health and holiness as your success strategy. It's all about healthy, simple foundations that can change everything. I mean everything. Ditch difficult, embrace ease with a dash of Godspiration. Grab your hot bevy, hit play, and let the good vibes and Holy Spirit wisdom flow. Let's dive in. Stress is something that we all experience. I know you would agree with that. And God has actually designed us to protect us, right? So we are designed to have a stress response system to protect us. So if you were to meet a bear or a masked man with a gun, be grateful that you have this stress response, because as it kicks in, you are designed to flee for protection. But the question is, how can stress be creating a weakened immune system, mental health issues, nervous system dysregulation, and a disconnected spirit that actually takes us closer to a lack of peace in our life than a thriving spirit, which I know you would rather have peace and a thriving spirit than feel like you're running in all directions like this chicken with its head cut off. Am I right? So today, really, stress isn't as obvious as what you would typically think of how stress shows up. It's not. After asking women in my community, countless women, I'll say, over the years, what their stress levels are. So if I have them in a consultation, I always ask that question. And they may, many times, most times, they always tell me, oh, my stress, I'm like 10 being really high and 1 being nothing at all. They'll say, I'm a 5, I'm a 6 out of 10. And when I look at their lifestyle assessment, it clearly shows that their stress is much higher, which tells me that most people, most women, men and women, don't completely recognize that the stressors in their life are what they are, you know. And we're going to talk about what some of these stressors are, but we have to understand that there are other stressors that we don't even realize and are not even talked about. And that's where I come in. Because I want to teach you how you can spot stress within your life and become resistant to stress and how it impacts your body with simple habits to incorporate into your everyday. So let's first look at stress as that built-in protection system that God has created for survival for you. Perspective is everything. And the way that we view stress impacts how our body responds to it. Okay, so very, very important. The way that you view a situation, an event, whatever it is, your life, will impact how your body responds to it. So when let's take a situation, for example, how I receive that stress or how I receive that situation, I will respond very differently from you. Okay, so perspective is everything. So if we have this protection system within us, within you and I, then why is stress impacting us in such a way that we're really seeing elevated health issues that stem from the root of stress in our daily lives? So stress exists for all people in every community. No one is exempt, even when the stress isn't obvious. So what are the stressors that are triggering a stress response within your body? Well, we've got chemical stressors, we've got food stressors, environmental, emotional, we've got mental, physical, spiritual. I mean, there are so many categories, and within those categories, there are various different stressors under those categories. Like, for example, work bullying, working too hard or too much, losing a job, exercising too much or not exercising at all, marriage, relationship problems, recent breakup or divorce, a death in a family, difficulty in school, family issues, busy schedule, a recent move. The list really can go on. But we tend to think that stress is not getting enough sleep, right? Like if I ask you, what is stress? You're going to tell me what you see as stress, right? What is stressful for you or what you think is stressful for yourself. So, you know, many people, when I've asked them, they say, well, not getting enough sleep, being overworked, too busy. The common things that we don't recognize that there are so many other stressors that need to be addressed. So for example, when you are thinking limiting thoughts about yourself, negative thoughts about yourself or why you can't do something or why something's not working, doubt, worry, you know, being anxious, how you see yourself, you know, whether you're confident or lack confidence, your lack of belief in yourself, even something like not living out your calling, not knowing what your calling is can be stressful for some. Allowing fear to dictate your every move, you know, not being in the line of work that you desire, not knowing what to do with your life. I mean, the list can go on and on and on. Listen, your beliefs, habitual self-talk, and words that you're speaking actually create chemical reactions within your body. So we need to be speaking life into our lives and those of others. You know, if that little voice in your head is telling you a story, it's time to learn how to squash it. And that's why I do what I do. That's why I help coach women in the areas of the worry, because, you know, when we talk about health isn't just about what you're putting in your body and how you're moving your body. It is also about those limiting beliefs, the lack of knowing what to do in your life, knowing how to move past a goal or a desire that you've been stuck in for so long in your health, in your business, in these areas. And so this is going to create stress within our body. So what actually happens when we come up against a trigger? The body releases cortisol and adrenaline, and the body really is meant to run, right? It's there to protect you. All other processes that don't need to be used when you're fleeing shut down, like, for example, digestion, so that you can flee from the danger. This is good when it's a bear or a masked man, But when it's just because your body is chronically tired, not eating well, being in toxic relationships, overloaded with toxins from the environment, toxins within the body, that the body is not having an easy time to release, emotional, mental baggage that's catching up on you, then there's a bigger problem. We call it chronic stress, and it is an underlying issue for much of the inflammation in your body. 70% or more of the reasons why people go to the doctor is due to stress. And so there's a lot that we can do, and I'm going to give you some ideas here today. But these things I've already mentioned keep your body in a stress state and keep you lacking energy and vitality and aging well, make you feel heavier than your body actually wants to feel, because we're designed to feel light and free. But there's so much stress that bombards us that actually weighs us down. You know, if you've ever felt unmotivated, sluggish, and just overwhelmed, then that is a sign of needing to look inwards and how we can, I guess, take a load off, if you will. So here's what happens when you're in a stress state. Okay, in your body. This is actually what happens in your body. You actually age quicker. Your brain starts to atrophy or shrink. This is why as we get older, many people, it doesn't have to be this way, but many people, because there's a lot that we can do, many people find that they're, you know, they've got brain fog. They're not as quick with recalling. Their memory's not as good, right? Sleeping gets worse. How many of you in your 40s beyond, their sleeping has gotten worse? Digestive system basically floods with acid. Your skin becomes acidic. Your immunity is compromised. You're agitated and moody. You develop a negative outlook because of exhaustion and fatigue, lack of focus, thinning hair, right? You're not thinking straight. Your hormones are out of balance. I mean, your bowel movements become less or maybe non-existent. You start to notice symptoms in your body that start to question whether you need to go and see a doctor because it's all new. You know, there's just so many things. The list can go on. The good news is we can do something about it. So chronic stress will create issues within the entire body and make existing conditions worse. So what is the first thing that you need to do to start allowing your body to respond to stress better, but also to calm the nervous system and calm the flames that stress creates within our body? Number one, start to become aware of where your stress is coming from. What I'll do is I'll ask God, Holy Spirit, to show me what is needing to be uprooted, because there's sometimes that you can't see the trees through the forest. If something is a rooted belief that's become a pattern, then it needs the work that I do actually within my community to help you overcome it. Because there's some things that you know to do that you just have to discipline yourself, commit, and just do it. Right? However, and then, you know, if you're working at a job where it's just negative all of the time and it's really impacting your health, then that's something that you can control, right? But there's a lot of stressors that we can't control, but we can control how we respond. Okay, so there is a whole process and that I do and use to walk through women to help them get to the other side. It's powerful and it's transformative. But the first thing is that you need to understand where the stress is coming from. If it's stress from toxins within the body, this is why I'm a big proponent and I take women through, you know, cleaning up the body, because that's going to create more stress on the body. Okay, number two, Incorporate tools to reduce your stress and calm the nervous system. If your nervous system just knows the on button, then it doesn't know how to turn off, so that your nervous system is no longer in constant go. I don't know if any of you are like me, but I will tell you that I have, and I'm still learning this, I have had to learn how to turn off the on button, how to set boundaries and not always say yes to everything. How to really recognize if this is what God wants me to do versus something that I think is a good idea. So one of my favorite tools to slow down is breathing. Now, there are different ways that we can breathe. There's different exercises to take you through. But we'll just keep it super simple today, is 4-count breathing. So what you would do is you'd stop what you're doing, because most people are not aware of their breath. They're just breathing. And most people don't even realize that they're breathing into their chest, which is very short, shallow breath, which typically is the way that we breathe when we're in our sympathetic nervous system. That's the part of the nervous system that is fight or flight, is stress. Okay, we want to shift into the parasympathetic nervous system. This is where healing, relaxation takes place. And this is also where you can focus better, you're more creative, right? So, but we need to train ourselves to do this. So what you'll do is you'll just start to breathe normally. Just notice your breath. Notice, you can even place a hand on your chest, one on your belly. Notice what hand responds first. Usually for most people, it's the top one, but we want to start elongating that breath. So we want to start moving the breath deeper down into the belly. And we want to start by breathing in, if you can, for 4 counts. If you can't, then if there's too much carbon dioxide within your system, then you're going to have to start with maybe 2 breaths. And then hold for 2 breaths. And then exhale for 2 breaths slowly. Hold for 2 breaths. And then in for 2 breaths. So you can do that a few times. And then you would increase to 3 counts. 3 in. Hold 3. 3 out. Hold 3. And do it again. And then when you start to notice, you can increase to 4. You would do 4 in. 4 hold. Slowly 4 out and 4 hold, and then you do it again. And you can actually increase that to 5 and 6 and go all the way up to 10. It may take you some time. Be patient with yourself. Give yourself some grace. But our breath is designed to be just like, hear my voice? It's just calm. That's the way we're designed to be, but we live in the world that we do. And we tend to get into that sympathetic breath. Okay, 3, pay attention to what you're thinking and what you're speaking. Okay, so first, thinking will turn into thought, into words. Because when you do this, you'll create stress in your body. When you're focusing on just going about your day and you're thinking whatever thoughts you're thinking, it's going to create stress in your body, because a lot of those thoughts you're thinking, the majority of them are actually negative. I don't know if you know that or not, but the majority are negative. Okay, so you got to think about what you're thinking about, and then you got to shift them. This is why the word says take every thought captive. If it's not pure, if it's not lovely, if it's not wonderful and joyful, then it's got to go. And this is why I lead women in renewing their minds, because your beliefs, your habitual self-talk, and your words you are speaking actually create chemical reactions within your body. They create chemical reactions within your body. And that's why I help you renew your mind and take every thought captive. You have to, because otherwise you're going to keep doing the same thing over and over and over. And when you do this, it will give your nervous system a break so that you can avoid burning out. If you're in an anxious state and you're in fear and you're in all of these things that we've already talked about, It will lead you down a road to burnout. How do I know? Because I've been there. And it's not fun. And then you've got to spend more time. And you got to do this work. The work that I'm inviting you to do now, you will have to do that at some point. So I invite you to not wait until you need to take care of your body, until you need to shift your mindset. Don't wait until you have to and you're forced to. The fourth thing is, who are you hanging around? Because you are the average of the five people you hang around the most. Who are you hanging around? If you're not hanging around people that are lifting you up, that are just happy and joyous, that are interested in personal growth, you need to find new friends. And this is why my community is so powerful, because women are able to connect with each other. Women are learning how to become the woman that God can send other women like them. Ask Holy Spirit to send you women that will uplift you. And number five is, support your physical, mental, and emotional body with adaptogens. Now, I have been talking about this forever. I have actually used a botanical tonic for the past 15 years, and it works tremendously. And a lot of women in my community are using that tonic. So, as I always say, that we need to take action on what we learn, because information is great. If we don't put it into action, though, it's going to just fall to the wayside and nothing will change. So if you want to have more vitality, if you want to feel good, you got to put at least one of these into action. If you have questions, you want to email me, please. That is what I'm here for. If I can help you in your physical health, in your mental health, in your emotional, in your spiritual, that is why I do what I do. So if you saw yourself in anything I said in this episode, then I'm speaking directly to you. I'm inviting you to take advantage of the special I'm offering of receiving over 50% off of an individual session, okay? So this is an opportunity for you to dive into one issue you're having and allowing me to coach you through to a solution. So I don't tell you what to do. I have been trained to draw out, along with Holy Spirit, what it is that you need to do to move forward. And you will, at the end of that session, feel quite motivated, and you will feel really good. I can promise you that. This is an opportunity for you to dive into one issue. Okay, so if you need help when it comes to your energy, your mindset, your mental health, stress levels, if you're not even sure if I could help you, all you need to do is ask. Because chances are, I likely can, and if I can't, I will direct you in the right direction. Remember to share this with somebody you know has stress and could use some guidance. Please give us a 5-star rating and leave a written comment. This helps us reach other people so that they can up-level their life, draw closer to God, grow their faith, and really live life on purpose. Until next time, here's to more health, vitality, and spirit, soul, and love. If this podcast inspired, encouraged, or blessed you in any way, the number one way you can help me is share with a friend or fellow entrepreneur. Number two, leave me a review over on Apple Podcasts. And number three, take a screenshot of this episode and share on your social channels. And make sure you tag me at Kristen Owens Wellness so I can share on mine. And we can help more people together. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time.